Walker's budget would require all senior care recipients to sign up for the federal Medicare Part D prescription drug program, a move his administration said would save the state roughly $15 million. But Assembly Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren says the public and several of his fellow Republican lawmakers wanted senior care to be maintained.
In my job, it's all about making sure that I've got 63 votes to pass the budget. So when we hear overwhelmingly from our members on a particular issue, we take that pretty seriously.
Nygren said the budget could still increase premiums on senior care to keep up with increased costs. Assembly Democrat Andy Jorgensen said charging people more would simply be sentencing senior care to a slower death than what the governor proposed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.